When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Good evening and welcome to Carver and Lisi. I'm not Carver and I'm not Lisi. All right, no Mike Carver, no Joe Lisi tonight. Joe Lisi's covering the college football game over on the TV side here. And Mike Carver, we don't know where Mike Carver is, okay? Maybe he's up with Buffalo celebrating the Buffalo Bills, number two seed, don't have anything to worry about for a couple of weeks. But no Carver, no Lisi. They should be back tomorrow or so, we hope. Joining me tonight, by the way, I'm George Kurtz. We'll be Matthias Prevel. So Matthias and I will be taking you for the next 2 hours, covering the world of the NHL, college football. You all know from the Sugar Bowl, Notre Dame won earlier today, 23-10. They move on. We have the Gator Bowl starting shortly. And I know, although I may not be the biggest college football fan, Matthias certainly has some bets going on in that game. We're going to go over those between Duke and Ole Miss. We'll talk a little bit MLB, but not all that much here. And, of course, we have week 18 of the NFL season coming up this weekend where, yeah, a lot of games don't mean much, but that doesn't mean we don't have things to bet on here. So we'll definitely be talking about week 18, the games that do mean something and the games that do not. Let's bring in Matthias right now. Matthias, how are we doing?
Doing good, George. Doing good. Could be better. Played a live bet on Georgia. I thought they would be able to cover a 13 and a half, and they didn't, so I'm a little bummed out right now. But, you know, we keep on trucking. We keep on moving, George. Lots of NHL. I've been texting you earlier. Can't wait to see them Jets in action against the Ducks. I think the Ducks finally fall off against the Jets tonight. There's a lot of good things going on in the NHL, but also some NBA action. And, yes, Jackson Dart to maybe throw me 3 touchdowns in this bowl coming up right here against Duke. Lots going on, George. It's good to be with you.
It's always good to be here with you as well. You mentioned lots of NHL action tonight. NHL only had one game last night, and that was the Devils and Kings, which I could not watch here in New York. Cablevision, or I guess it's Altice now, and MSG, they're fighting. So Islanders, Rangers, Nets, Knicks, and Devils all off the air here on Long Island. Can't watch those. Only reason I can watch the Islander game tonight is that's the national game on ESPN+. So, hey, I'll tell you the truth. That's not an Islander fan. Maybe it's good that I'm not going to be on TV after tonight. All right, maybe I should be happy and not have to worry about watching this train record team that's going on here. But we do have, like I said, about a half dozen NHL games currently going here. Carolina's leading Florida 1-0 here. Brent Burns with the goal there. Minnesota leads the Washington Capitals 2-1 here. Minnesota, no Kirill Kaprizov. They finally put him on the IR, although he's still listed as more day-to-day, but he's been out about a week here. For those who don't know, Kaprizov might be the best player in the NHL that nobody talks about. All right, so anyway, a Wild up 2-1 though against the Capitals after the first period. Hartman scores there. Tom Wilson scores for the Capitals. No goal for Alexander Ovechkin. Not yet, anyway, here. Rangers and Bruins. Rangers actually lead the Bruins 2-0. Rangers, if there was ever a team that needed a new year, right, the count at the turn, it is the New York Rangers here. They're playing the Bruins. They lead 2-0. Zibanejad scores his 7th, Berard his 3rd. Remember, our Rangers, Shesterkin placed on the IR, lower body injury there. Once again, not expected to be out long-term, but week to week here. Maybe we see him mid-January somewhere around there. Red Wings, they lead the Blue Jackets 3-1. DeBrincat his 16th, Kane his 8th, and Gutsen his 1st. Van Riemsdyk for the Blue Jackets scores his 5th there in that contest there. Islanders and Maple Leafs, I mentioned here, they are playing here. They're still in the first period. No score there. No Austin Matthews for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Once again, he's been placed on IR, but they do think he could be back as early as this weekend. So Austin Matthews maybe returns this weekend here. So this current game is one where I have money on here. I did not bet the Rangers. But I didn't bet the Bruins either here. But I am on the Wild here and the under. So it's a mixed bag there. Wild are winning 2-1, but unfortunately the under not coming through there. And I'm on the over at Red Wings and Blackhawks. So that one looks good. But Matthias, we have a lot of action earlier. And you were texting me about an hour ago that you thought the line was a little fishy between the Sabres and Avalanche, as the Avalanche only minus 200 favored against the Sabres.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, I try to find some pieces to put a parlay for. You know, I thought that the Avs at minus 200 at home, you know, come on, it's the Sabres. We know this team blows it all the time this season. I know they've been playing a better hockey as of late because they got Thompson back and whatnot, but nah. I like the Avs. You convinced me to take the Avs. I put them with the Jets, George, against the Ducks in Winnipeg today. And I like the Lakers tonight at home against the Portland Trailblazers. I got some pretty good value with all those three teams money lined right there. A three-team parlay right there. I put $50 on it. Pays out back $110 on it. So, you know, that's a good bet for me right there with these three games coming up. I really wanted to put the Tampa Bay Lightning in there tonight against the San Jose Sharks as well, but you know, three is a magic number. Anything over that, I always end up saying I shouldn't, you know, why'd I keep it at three and not, you know, why'd I put it at three and or why'd I put it at four and not just keep it at three? So a three-teamer is what I'm doing with George. But lots of fun hockey tonight, George. But this Gator Bowl is going to be fun too, man. It should be a good time. How are your goal scorers tonight, George, around the hockey league, around the NHL, George? What do you think? Do you have any goal scorers? Because some good value right there.
Well, it's a good thing I didn't pick up the goal scores in the early games, right? Because there's not, other than the Red Wings Blue Jackets, like I said, that's four goals in about a couple minutes into the second period. We don't have a lot of goals going on here, but I do have anytime goal scores for the later games here. And you already mentioned the games. Generally, when I pick the goal scores, it is the parlay games, right? Because those are games you generally pick against weaker teams. You mentioned Jets, Ducks. All right. And on the first person side of it, Ducks aren't as bad a team as they used to be, all right, but they're not a good team either here. All right, so Kyle Connor, there's your anytime goal scorer there. Shifley is another option. Ehlers, I mean, there's a lots of opportunities here with the Jets. I have Kyle Connor going for an anytime goal here. Avalanche, Sabres. Now, you said I talked you into betting the Avs. I don't know if I talked you into it. I just gave you some facts here. All right, I don't know why it was 2-1 either. I would expect that. I thought it would come at 265. That's where I would have thought it would have been, but it was only minus 200. So I'm on the Avs. I'm on the over in this game, although you're paying a heavy price there. I think when I did it was minus 124. And right now, Avs, what's the over here in this game? Still minus 124. So I think there's going to be goal scorers in this game. Told you the Avs going with the backup goaltender tonight, Scotty Wedgwood, who's not, you know, he's a good backup goaltender. This is not someone who's awful. Good, solid backup goaltender here. So I don't mind that. I think goals will be scored here. It's another game. You want to go with your anytime goal scorer, Rantanen, McKinnon, no Nichushkin tonight, who's not up to the level of the two guys I just mentioned. He's not a superstar, but he's a good player, right? He's out about a week to 10 days here. I believe it's a lower body injury again, so he's not in the lineup tonight. But like I said, just because they went to the backup goaltender and no Nichushkin, that's not enough for it to only be minus 200 there. So I'm on them in a parlay as well here. I'll take the Colorado Avalanche and the over in that contest. You know, hey, Seattle Kraken, Vancouver Canucks. Now, I'm on the over. Like, that was easy for me here. Vancouver, no Pettersson tonight. He might be back over the weekend as well. They're not sure. No Quinn Hughes tonight. So they're going to have some problems here. Hard not to take the Kraken at minus 120. I have taken them. Not in a parlay. I was going to take them straight up here. All right. I don't trust them enough in a parlay. Vancouver, last time they played the Kraken about, I want to say 10 days ago, that was the game where Vancouver, I think, had a 4-1 lead about halfway through the third period and choked and lost 5-4. All right, so you know, listen, you listen to sports rage. You know, Gabe wasn't all that happy tonight, being the Vancouver Canucks fan that he is. I'm on the Vegas Golden Knights tonight. It's hard because it's minus 182, so I do have them in a small parlay with Tampa Bay. Sort of a late night parlay. I'm going to have Tampa Bay on its own, too, eventually here, as soon as I figure out how to play them, probably on the goal line there against San Jose. The reason I took Vegas, though, Philadelphia, they lost their starting goaltender, Ersson. He got hurt on Tuesday night, so they're going to, Kosolov, he'll play there. And by the way, the Winnipeg Jets have scored. Shifley, not Connor. Right line? Wrong player here, but hey, Shifley scores our goal there. So once again, it's good start for us, as you and I both have the Winnipeg Jets.
There you go, George. In the game. There you go, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, it was Shifley on a nice little tapping in front here. That's a good goal. I think it was from Connor. It was from Connor and got the assist there. That line is deadly. One of the best lines in the NHL, by the way. Shifley and Connor both having fantastic seasons there. So a good start for us there in that contest there. The Winnipeg Jets are up 1-0, not even a minute into the game here. Our last game of the night, Tampa Bay Lightning versus the San Jose Sharks. Lightning minus 275. Like I said, either you're taking them on the goal line or you're putting them in a parlay of some sort here. And as you said, the Sharks, not a bad team, by the way. They play better at home as well. So it's just not an automatic pick against the Sharks here. Still, Tampa's the better team here. We're going to go with Tampa Bay Lightning tonight. So we're going to be back. I'm George Kurtz. He's Matthias Barbell. Garvin Lee singing. We'll be back in just a little bit.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back! I'll channel my inner Mike Carver there for you. Once again, no Carver and Lisi. No Carver, no Lisi. I'm George Kurtz. I'm joined by Matthias Barbell. We're going to take you through until 10 o'clock here. Like covering a little bit of everything here. Gator Bowl, Duke and Ole Miss, no score. About 11 minutes left in the first quarter here. In the Gator Bowl. Notre Dame beat Georgia earlier today in the Sugar Bowl, 23-10. Obviously, our best wishes go out to everybody who was affected by the terrorist attack yesterday. Just awful, another senseless act of violence here. Happy New Year to everybody out there. I really hope everybody had a great time. Hope everybody was safe. Didn't do anything stupid here. We're on to 2025, and I'm the first person to tell you that just sounds weird. Then again, you know, to my age, everything sounds weird here as far as getting older in all the years that pass by here. Scoring changes are here during the break here. The Florida Panthers have tied up the Carolina Hurricanes at 1. Anton Lundell scores his 9th goal. And I'm watching the Dallas Stars have just scored. Looks like a deflection in goal by Rupe Hintz. And they lead Ottawa 1-0. Early in that contest on the power play, by the way. Ottawa's played better of late. I actually thought about taking the over in this game. I shied away from it last second. I wasn't going to take Dallas. I said Ottawa hasn't been the past month, they haven't been the pushover they used to be here, nor have they been the overmatic over machine that I'd like to bet on them there. So, like I said, Dallas takes a 1-0 lead. Rupe Hintz with a great tip-in of a Jason Robertson shot here. So, Matthias, you're a Falcons fan. Now, you and I were talking. Tweeting, Xing, posting, whatever they call it nowadays. Your boy. I mean, neither one of us are going to the playoffs. I'm a Cowboy fan. Dallas has been eliminated forever. You're a Falcons fan. You've got eliminated because Raheem Morris thinks apparently he thinks that timeouts are worth draft picks. All right, and I know you're on board with this, but I have no idea what he was thinking. And then he tried to explain it, you know, during the Monday press conference of why he didn't use his timeouts. And he was trying to tell us that, well, he didn't want to use them, Matthias, because he didn't want the defense to get into the right play, you know? So that's why he sacrificed 30 seconds, 40 seconds, 3 plays, 4 plays, 5 plays. And that's why he didn't use his timeouts, because he didn't want the defense to get into the right play. He wanted to rush with the rookie quarterback making his second start. He wanted to just rush him to the line of scrimmage and hope he could lead to a game-winning drive. Hey, listen, Matthias, you're the Falcon fan. The floor is yours.
Oh, George, what a disaster of a game. You know, pain on all fronts, you know? Like you said, you don't call a timeout. There's, you know, you get the half field with 33 seconds left in the game. A play gets called. Nothing happens. There's 17 or 19 seconds, I believe, left. From, you know, we go from 33 seconds to you know, cheering and being excited and thinking about a victory to stomping on the floor thinking, what the hell are you doing? Everything happens so fast. You know, emotional roller coaster in a span of 14 seconds. But at the end of the day, the Falcons don't get it done. They're not good enough to get it done, in my opinion. That's why. You know, if they were going to lose that way now, they were going to lose the same way in the playoffs. Because in the playoffs, you know just as well as I do, these games get won in the final minutes of the game. And if you don't have a coach who can control the outcomes, not the outcomes, but if you don't have a coach who can control, you know, the pace and the timing of the game in these types of down situations, you're going to lose in the playoffs, George. You might get lucky one time, but you're not going to get lucky twice. And we've seen great coaches get fried in the playoffs because of their clock management skills. You know, look at McCarthy, like the Cowboys, his problems that he's had with the Green Bay Packers before he got with Dallas. You know what I mean? Those types of things linger around. And now Raheem Morris has that stamp on his head you know, that screams incompetent coach in the final minutes of the game. You know, he's tripping. If he's tripping, the team's tripping, George. So, you know, unsuccessful. But, you know, how about Kyle Pitts? You know, out of all people, you know, scoring the game-tying touchdown, you know, to kind of revitalize, you know, not revitalize his career per se, but how about just like that guy getting the touchdown after all the crap the fans and Atlanta Falcon fans like me have talked about him all season long? You know, just wild stuff, George.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I take a more pragmatic approach of this. I know Falcon fans might see it different, but you weren't going to win the Super Bowl anyway. Right. Maybe you would have liked to have gotten to the playoffs. I can understand that. It's been a while here. But the most important thing in my mind for the Falcons is that they need to figure out, is Penix the guy? And he looked good. I mean, listen, he made some mistakes. He missed some deep passes in that game. I mean, he missed the double move by Bijan Robinson against the linebacker. He missed a couple other deep balls where might have been a completely different outcome. You know, gets a little bit more experience. Maybe he doesn't miss them. Or at least not all three. You know, maybe he does connect with one of them. It could be a different bowl game there. But I think the most important thing for the Falcons is Michael Penix the guy? You know, and like I said, you mentioned the Pitts. I'm probably more impressed with the Penix throw there. And it's a great catch by Pitts, great route, all that. But that's a lot of pressure there. And he made the throw, touchdown. Hey, beautiful. Absolutely beautiful here. I wasn't so sure he could do it. Wasn't really sure he was going to be able to do it.
First touchdown pass of his career, George. First touchdown pass of his career. People kind of forgot about that because he's already played it almost in two full games at that point. But that was the first one, which is wild. You know, they ran all the other ones in. That was his first career touchdown pass. What a moment.
Do you think right now, two starts, do you think he's your guy?
Oh, without a doubt, 100%. Without a doubt, 100%. And you know what? It was frustrating to watch him perform because you're wondering, why the hell didn't come in earlier? You know, why would you wait this long? And I thought he should have started against the Chargers after the bye week. I didn't think we needed to see Cousins anymore. I thought that experiment was done. The guy can't move. You know, it took the Raider game on Monday Night Football for Arthur Blank to really say, what the hell are you guys doing? You know, he shouldn't be doing that. That's not his job. He needs to do that when he, you know, his bonehead hires can't do the decisions the correct way. So he had to step in and make the decision for them, and look what you get. But that just goes to show me that these, you know, the guys that he has in charge aren't the right guys. You know, even the post-game presser from Raheem Morris, you know, pretty much throwing the blame on Michael Penix for not getting to the line quick enough and calling a play and you know, running the two-minute drill like Kirk Cousins, a star veteran, has done for so many years. I'm like, you're the head coach, my man. That's your job. You're supposed to protect your rookie quarterback in that situation. You know, he was expecting flying colors. So I'm like, it's his first career start. You know, how could you criticize the guy? It would have been 26-3 if Cousins was playing, George.
It's fair. And one of the big things is also going to be, what will the Falcons do with Cousins? I don't think he'll be back there next year. Probably going to have to release him and move on here, as it just hasn't worked out. Carver and Lacy, he's the thing is for Bo. I'm George Kurtz. We'll be back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back, Carver and Lacy. I'm George Kurtz. He's Mathias Burbell. Well, here at 10 o'clock for you, covering pretty much everything that's going on here in the world of sports tonight. I keep forgetting what day is. By the way, Mathias, quick question. Do you care there's no Thursday night NFL football tonight? Do you miss it? Are you glad it's gone? How do you feel about no Thursday night NFL?
George, it sucks, George. You know, I'm a guy, I won't complain of the game. I'm the type of guy who thinks of when we get football on Thursday night, I go back to thinking when we don't have football on Thursday night and when we wish we had football on Thursday night because all we're watching is midseason baseball, you know? And there's nothing wrong with that either, because then we got that on to kind of put the Band-Aid over it. But you know damn well as I do that when we get to the NFL season, it doesn't matter when it's on, football, football, football. So, yeah, George, it's bittersweet. I love action, baby. You know me. I'm always talking about any game, UFC, tennis, football. I'm looking for any action all the time, George. And also, Ole Miss, touchdown, 7-0. We get a touchdown pass from Jackson Dart. This game has been bonkers. Expect a big score here, George. These guys are going up and down the field. Nothing, you know, no punts. Forget the punts. Fourth, they'll go for it on 4th and 12 now, George. They don't care. This is a college football playoff without the playoff, George. They don't care anymore. Somebody wants to win this Gator Bowl, George. Forget the rules. No traditional football here.
All right. Ole Miss 7, Duke 0. I think, as Mathias just told you, Jackson Dart touchdown pass there. 8 minutes left in the first quarter there of the Gator Bowl here. We have a couple of scores in the NHL as well here that have changed during the break here. Still no score of the Islander Maple Leafs, by the way. Their score is at the end of one here. The Bruins have gotten on the board. Elias Lindholm scores his 7th of the season here. The Blue Jackets, they make it 3-2 now against the Red Wings, only down by 1. Zach Werenski, his 12th of the season here. And the Senators, they've scored back-to-back goals here. Brady Tkachuk and Riley Gregg. Tkachuk is 17th, Gregg his 6th of the season there to take a 2-1 lead over the Dallas Stars here. Have to admit, I didn't really see that one coming here as far as 3 goals in the first period of that contest here. So we were talking about the Atlanta Falcons. Mathias is the Falcon fan. I'm the Cowboy fan. Neither one of us are going to have I'm certainly not. I guess there's a chance. I mean, I assume the Falcons are going to win Sunday against Carolina. Although, hey, Panthers, they're playing well here. They've got, looks like they do have their quarterback of the future here with Bryce Young. Good for them here. No trouble.
George, I can't watch the game, George. I can't watch the game on Sunday. Like, I can't do it. I can't put my mind through what happened this past week again. I can't do it. If we make it, we make it. I'll be screaming bloody miracle if they do it. I think the Buccaneers are going to be up 28-0 on the Saints early in the game, and they're going to pull their guys. Mike Evans is going to get his little incentives package that he needs. What is he, like 5 catches for 82 yards. The second that they do that, sayonara, they're going to put all the guys, in the den. And it doesn't matter what the Falcons. I can't do it, George. I can't do it. I swear. I had to eat Fruity Pebbles on Sunday night after the game. I was so devastated. I couldn't think of anything to make me happy. So I just got myself a bowl of Fruity Pebbles and started eating. And it just made me so happy. Every single bite was just joyful. And I was thinking of the damn Falcons every single time it ended. I got to say, George, the worst part about that bowl is when it ended, because that's all I could think about. I was up to like 2 in the morning, George, thinking of the game and how stupid Raheem Morris was. It was a train wreck, George. Train wreck day for me.
I'm a Cocoa Puffs guy myself, for those wondering. Fruity Pebbles. Been about probably 45 years since I've had Fruity Pebbles. But Cocoa Puffs, so that's what I go cuckoo for. All right, you bring up Tampa Bay, and I think that's a good It's a great point. There'll be lists out there of players who have incentives this week. This is where I'm going to attack the prop market here. You brought up the big one that everybody already knows about, right? Mike Evans needs 5 catches. I think it's 83 yards offhand to get a $3 million bonus. It's actually a certain amount of catches, a certain amount of yards, and a certain amount of touchdowns. I think it was 10 touchdowns. He already has 11. So he's already caught the touchdowns. If he gets the 5 catches and the 83 yards, $3 million bonus. He's getting that. I don't care what happens. Baker Mayfield's getting him the ball. The problem is you're going to have to pay for it. All right, his prop, last I saw, was 93.5. All right, I'm checking out, see if that's come down here. But 93.5, that's nuts. That's a lot to bet, because you're right. If this thing gets out of hand here, it's 28-24-3, whatever it might be, they could pull him once he gets that. Maybe you don't get the 93.5 by just a little bit here. I think they'll keep him in until they get it. And now I actually don't see any I don't see any of that lines for it. So
that's funny. You're either betting on the Saints right there to keep it close, so you got to keep them in for a little bit longer, or you're not, and you're betting for a broken play, and hopefully he catches. That last catch goes 15 yards over his 83 right there. So you're sitting clear, George. It's a risky one right there, George.
It's risky, but you would like the Saints to keep it somewhat close. I don't know if they can. We don't know if Derek Carr is going to play. We don't know if Kamara is going to play. We don't know if Chris Olave is going to play. We'll talk about that after this. Carver Lisi, Kurtz, and Herbell.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back. Carver and Lisi, Kurtz and Pavel here. No Carver, no Lisi. As far as I know, they're back tomorrow. Who knows? Maybe they're not. Joe Lisi's on the TV side covering the Gator Bowl here. And currently, if you're not watching, it's Ole Miss 7, Duke 0 here. About 6 minutes left in the first quarter of that contest there. Jackson Dart with the touchdown pass to give Ole Miss the early lead in that contest. Although, as Mathias keeps telling me, either in my ear or via text, it's a pretty wild game with both teams playing, I guess, some unconventional football as they keep trying to score here. Other scoreboard in the NBA, Pacers lead the Heat 65-49. About our late second quarter there. Celtics at the half lead the Timberwolves 62-51. Late first quarter, Nets over the Bucks 23-19. Same Clippers over the Thunder 28-22. Later on tonight, we got the 76ers and the Warriors and the Trailblazers and the Lakers. And we all know Mathias has money on the Lakers tonight as part of a parlay. Over in my favorite, the NHL here. No score, Maple Leafs Islanders. They just started the second period. Still 1-1 Canes and Panthers here. 2-1 Rangers lead the Bruins here. About almost at the end of the second period there. Also end of the second period, Wild and Capitals are tied at 2 as Ovechkin, who's chasing Wayne Gretzky for the record, has scored his 18th goal of the season here. 2-2 Wild and Capitals, 2:48 left in the second period. Red Wings still lead the Blue Jackets 3-2 here. Also 2:34 left in the second. In the first period, Senators lead the Stars 2-1. Jets lead the Ducks 1-0. Sabres, Avalanche, the Utah Hockey Club versus the Flames. Flyers, Golden Knights, Canucks, Kraken, Lightning, Sharks, all later on tonight. And what is a very heavy night for the NHL. Once again, they only had one game last night, so you knew tonight was going to be pretty ballistic here. But we were talking the NHL here. Last we talked about was Tampa Bay. I think Mathias and I both believe that the Bucs are going to just, they're going to beat up on the Saints, right? They're going to, it's unfortunate that'll eliminate the Falcons. They won't be able to get to the playoffs here. But like I said, it's a kind of a game I like to bet, Mathias, because I know the Buccaneers have to play, right? They have to win the game in order to make the playoffs. So I know the guys are going to play. It might only be a half. It might only be, two plus quarters, three quarters, whatever it is here. But still, I think we're going to get most of our numbers here. I think Evans is going to get it. All right. I've already bet the his reception prop. I'm betting him to get another touchdown as well. He doesn't need a touchdown for his incentives. He's already has that. He needed 10. He has 11. And I think he's going to get the yardage prop as well. The yardage one is probably the one I'm most worried about. It is a high number at 93.5. So keep that in mind there. But I think Tampa Bay takes care of business. Unfortunately, you eliminate your Falcons here. Let's talk about the Saturday games. Cleveland. Playing Baltimore. Last I checked, this is, 17.5 point spread. It's now 19.5. My God. What are they? They said today that Bailey Zapp is going to play. Mathias, this is their 40th starting quarterback since 1999. Maybe since you were born. All right, 40th. This is nuts. But you know what's scary? Zapp is better than Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Zapp still sucks, but he's better than Dorian Thompson-Robinson. I mean, can we lay 20 points with Baltimore?
It's a division game. You know, the defense will still play, George. That Cleveland Browns defense is really what's important for them. And as long as they're playing and Myles Garrett's going after the quarterback, I think they'll keep it within, in between that number, George. So that's a lot of points. And you know what? When you tell me Zappi's playing – yeah, Zappi, does he have a better arm than Dorian Finney-Smith? Yeah, but he doesn't have his mobility. When you tell me that Zappi's playing, the first thing I thought of was the New York Giants, George. And it's like, okay, the Cleveland Browns are pretty much telling you we don't want to win. You know what I mean? We don't want to move up the ladder. We're getting ready for the draft. That's exactly what the Giants didn't do. You know, the Giants played Drew Locke, and Drew Locke plays the best game of his NFL career. And now the Giants don't have that top spot in the NFL draft. It was the most New York Giant thing that they can do, George. You know what I mean? And the Browns are doing the opposite. The Browns are doing, no, we're not winning anymore. Zappi, you're in there. Get stuck on the line of scrimmage, Zappi.
I think the key thing you said there is they don't want to win anymore. I pretty much think they pretty much said that when they benched Winston. All right, that they didn't want to win anymore. I understand Winston was throwing a lot of interceptions, but he gave you a chance to win. DTR and Zappi, no, they don't. And that's fine. Listen, I'm a very firm believer that it doesn't matter what sport, NBA, NHL, MLB, NFL, it doesn't matter. You either need to be competing for a trophy or you need to suck. You can't be a middling team, right? You can't get 7 wins, 8 wins. That does you nothing. All right, you're not going to get a top draft pick here. You're not going to be in a lottery in most of these leagues here. It just doesn't help you any. So you either need to be competing for a trophy or you need to suck. So, listen, I don't mind Cleveland. I'm just going to find it very interesting come draft time. Let's just say for giggles here, the Patriots get the number one pick and they're going to take Hunter. All right. Or this is not going to take a quarterback. You know, and then Cleveland, let's say they have the third pick. If there's a quarterback there, I don't think Sanders would be there. But, if another top quarterback is there, Beck, do they make that move? Or? Do they take the quarterback? Watts is still on the roster here. That's what I'm going to find interesting. Cleveland will do that. So it'll be very interesting here. But Cleveland, I can't I can't lay 20 points. I'm sorry, I can't do it. All right.
Absolutely,
I'm probably going to put money on Cleveland, but it'll be a small bet here. My money's going to be on the props with Baltimore. All right. Maybe it'll be, Henry to get a touchdown, two touchdowns, or the first touchdown, whatever it might be. Lamar Jackson, same thing here. Mark Andrews has been, hot as Hades there, something like that. That's where my money will be in this game of yours.
How long does Baltimore keep their starters in there for? You know, that's the question. You know, I know that Derrick Henry, they have to win no matter what.
Until the game's over, right? Mid-third quarter, you know? And by the way, that could also lead to backdoor covers. Because let's just say for giggles once again, 28-3 is what the score is when they pull their starters here. Well, 28-10, guess what? You cover the spread then. You know, and 28-3, I did not pick that score on purpose, by the way, just thinking about that. Sorry. I know that's a very bad score in your neck of the woods there, but I did not do that on purpose. I swear to God. I wish I did, mind you. I'd be very proud of myself if I did, but I did not. That's what I would be worried about that as well, because I think you bring up another valid point. They will pull their starters at some point. Pittsburgh plays the next game. All right, Cincinnati-Pittsburgh. Now, Cincinnati does have a chance to get into the playoffs, but people keep forgetting. Not only do they need to win, but they need Miami to lose, all right, or else Miami gets in here. Now, we'll talk about the Miami game a little bit later here, as it looks like that Tua may not be playing again, so good chance they could lose to the Jets, or at least a better chance they could lose to the Jets. But Cincinnati-Pittsburgh, Mathias, I don't know if anybody's stopping Joe Burrow right now. That man is just on fire. Doesn't matter if he's throwing to Chase. Doesn't matter if he's throwing to Higgins. We'll see if Chase Brown gets back. Gesicki, I don't care. I think was his point score was 1.5 last I checked, still 1.5 here. I am all over the Bengals.
Well, you know, it's hard to bet against a team that's been putting up numbers like that, and their offense has been, you know, rolling down the field at will, it seems like. If they're going to shoot themselves in the foot, it's their own fault. You know, I feel like that team keeps themselves back on the offensive side of the football. I think defensively, the Bengals have actually played a lot better in the last couple of weeks in comparison to what they did almost all season long. So, I like the Bengals in this spot as well. And I like the props as well, George. I think Jamar Chase shows up in this game, has a great game. This rivalry runs deep. But talk about two teams, you know, heading in different directions. You know, the Bengals, were pinned, you know, with their back against the wall. And for the last couple months, you know, for however many weeks, they've responded brilliantly. And the Pittsburgh Steelers have done the exact opposite. You know, this team was hot as nails, you know, a month ago. And now they've lost 3 straight: Eagles, Ravens, Chiefs. We all knew this was coming up in the schedule, you know, but without Pickens, who suffered that injury, that offense has been a dud, a complete dud. And Russell Wilson has looked like he looked like against Denver. So this team is not what people thought they were. This defense has been giving up points in the last month, you know, outside of what am I talking about? Yeah, they 29 points to the Chiefs, 34 points to the Ravens, 27 points to the Eagles. And you know what? The Eagles could have put up more points against the Chiefs. I mean, excuse me, against the Steelers in that game as well. So I'm with the Bengals, George. And you know what? I think they win this game, and they're going to get to the playoffs, I think, George. I think Miami's going to drop the ball. This Bengal team looks like a team of not destiny, but like you said, you don't want to get in front of this team. Joe Burrow's playing at an MVP level. And T. Higgins isn't complaining about his catches anymore, George.
Yeah, T. Higgins, by the way, questionable for the game, for those who are wondering. I imagine he plays, right? His leg will be amputated if he's not to play in this game. But I'm with you. I think the Bengals win the game here. We'll see if they still get in here, but I do think they beat Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh ends up with the 5-seed, which, by the way, is the worst thing here. The 5-seed plays Houston, another team that can't get out of its way. Barbara and Lacey, Matthias and George, we'll be back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome back. Carver Lacey, I'm George Kurtz. I'm joined by Matthias Barbell. No Carver, no Lacey. I guess it's a new year, new show. Be the Kurtz and Barbell show eventually. Probably not, but hey, you never know here. Anyway, Matthias, I see we got a little update in the Gator Bowl here. Ole Miss 14, Duke 0. What's going on?
It's a fun game, George. I came up short from another Jackson Dart touchdown pass. He got he threw it to a receiver that got tackled on the 1 yard line, and then they ran it in. Now Ole Miss takes a 14-0 lead at the end of the first quarter, but it's all Ole Miss. You know, Jackson Dart's number for passing today, it was high, man. Like, it was like over 275 at like minus 125. And I'm like, ah, that's a little, you know, that's a little much. And I regret not taking it. He's throwing the ball up and down the field right now. He might end up with 400 yards passing today, George. So that one bites a little bit. But this game's going to get up. It's going to get up and up and out. I think I want to try to find a bet for Ole Miss for their team total right now, because it must be up there. But these guys are going to keep scoring all night. They might put up 50 points against Duke tonight.
We shall see. They're on pace for that, right? Yeah, they're over pace for that. So maybe we will see a complete blowout tonight. Over in the NHL, games where have changed scores. Columbus ties up the Detroit at 3. Knew this game was going over, so that's a cash already. Makes me feel good. Monahan is 14th of the season here. Other than that, the Ducks are the only ever changed score. They make it 2-1 against the Winnipeg Jets as Carlson scored his 8th for the Jets. By the way, Lowry is 10th. That made it 2-0 at one point. 2-1 Jets at the end of the first period there. And I know Matthias and I are both on that game. I believe Matthias has it in a parlay. I have it in a parlay as well as straight up here. We still got Sabres, Avalanche, Utah, Calgary starting in about 20 minutes there over in the NHL. The NFL, however, we've covered the Saturday games here. Like I said, I think that Baltimore game was tricky as far as you want to lay 20 points. I can't do it. Small play on Cleveland there. Bigger play for me is on Cincinnati or Pittsburgh. I think they win the game. Okay, we were talking. All right. Matthias thinks the Cincinnati's going to get in, which means he thinks the Jets are beating the Miami Dolphins on Sunday. I don't necessarily think you're wrong, Matthias. I don't. It's so hard to trust the Jets. I mean, and this Aaron Rodgers stuff here is like, you've got to be kidding me. Day after day, I mean, listening to all this crap, you know, what he likes and what he doesn't like him. Oh, he might get released at the end of the year. Oh, he doesn't know he's going to play again. I'm just tired of it. I'm really just tired of it. And I don't know what's going to happen. I just don't know what's going to happen.
Is the game in New York,
Jets Miami game. The game isn't, well, is it's in New Jersey. Yes, it's here.
Oh, that's what I meant. It's in Jersey. Oh, that's a tricky game, Georgia. You know, it's so like Miami to lose this game. That's a thing. As Miami talent all around the board. Tua Tagovailoa, you know, the quarterback, former Heisman finalist. It just seems like this is a game where they lose and Mike McDaniel really goes under the hot seat. Like, he's pretty much been in, I think, this season with his clipboard. And that team has been so up and down. It just seems right for the Bengals to get into the playoffs the way that they've been playing and for Mike McDaniels to be on the hot seat with the Dolphins looking out rather than in. It just seems like the way to go, right?
To play to your point, we all know Tua does not – assuming Tua plays, by the way, which we'll check here. I don't think he's going to play. It'll seem to be very close to see if he gets in. But trying to look down to see what his status is. Eventually, I may find this. But we all know he's dealing with an injury, which looks like it's a pretty significant injury, by the way. He's still listed as questionable to play. So it could be Tyler Huntley here. I also wonder, does it matter if Tua plays? The weather here on Sunday is not good. All right, it's 35 degrees, which is, you know, normal weather for January here. 12-mile-an-hour winds. It's going to be cold. It's going to feel like the mid-20s there, the early 20s, low 20s. And chance of snow, although I don't think the snow is going to be significant. I think it will be flurries. It won't be the nice TV snow we've seen in a couple of games this year where it's accumulated. I don't think we're getting that here. By the way, we all know Tua's numbers are horrific there. So maybe they're better going Huntley anyway in this contest here. I'm sort of with you, by the way.
If Huntley plays, Joe. George, I love the Jets if Huntley plays. I do.
I'm sort of with you. I think I'm with you. I don't think I'm going against you. I think the Jets could pull up the upset as well. Sort of a misery loves company. We're not making the playoffs, and neither are you. Jets, by the way, it's pretty much a pick 'em a game here. Miami's minus 118, Jets minus 102, Jets minus plus point and a half here, if that's where you want to go on the spread here. So I'm kind of with you there. But now everything else works out. Is Denver going to lose to Kansas City? We'll never know.
That's a good one, George. You know, I know Carson Wentz is playing in the game, but at the same time, Carson Wentz isn't zappy. You know what I mean? It's not like they're going to lose the game with Wentz. You know, Wentz almost won the damn MVP if he didn't tear his ACL. You know, I want to see Wentz with this team. With guys like Hollywood Brown, you know, how long do you think the Chiefs starter plays? You know, how long does Brown play? How long does Kelsey play? How long do the guys play?
Zero. I don't think you see Kelce at all. You might see Brown for a little bit. I don't know if you see Kelce. We know Mahomes isn't playing. I don't expect you to see Chris Jones over on defense, but I don't think Pacheco plays here. You'll see some Hunt, I think, here. I don't know if you'll see Kelce at all. Why would you risk Kelce in this game? If you're pulling everybody else, why are you risking Kelce? Your offensive line sucks anyway, so that doesn't really matter. I just don't think you'll see many of these guys at all. I mean, the spread is nuts. All right, then you told me it's plus 420 for the Kansas City Chiefs here. They're getting 10.5 points. I mean, so they don't even, the books don't even think it's going to be close. They think it's going to be a complete blowout for Denver here. And now some people have pointed out, well, you know, Kansas City should let Denver win anyway, because why would you want to let Cincinnati get in the playoffs, right? Why would you want them to get in? I sort of understand that, but you know, even if Cincinnati gets in, the odds of them playing you are not very good. It wouldn't be till the divisional round anyway, because then Cincinnati would have to beat, what is it? I guess Buffalo. Right, that's who they would have to play there in the first round. So what are the odds of that happening there when they move on? But there is something to that anyway. I don't know. I think everything else could happen, by the way, that we've talked about. I think Miami could lose. I think the Jets will win here. I think Cincinnati beats Pittsburgh. It's my favorite bet on Saturday. I don't think they're losing. I don't think Denver's losing to Kansas City, but they are. So I think that's going to be our I think that's our problem there. I think Denver beats Kansas City. They get in, and nothing else matters here. Carver and Lisi, he's Matthias. I'm George. We're back right after this. We'll talk more NFL, NHL, NBA, and, of course, we've got the Gatorade going on.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. My second homage to Mike Carver here. I'm George Kurtz. He's Matthias Berbel. No Carver, no Lisi tonight, but they'll be back. Maybe. We shall see. I believe Lisi's over covering the Gator Bowl here. And it's 14-0, by the way, in the Gator Bowl for Ole Miss. Apparently Jackson Dart's having a pretty nice game over there. Over in the NHL here, the only scoring change since we last went over the scoreboard was that the Maple Leafs have gotten on the board. McMahon has led them into the season. They lead the Islanders 1-0, 8 minutes left in the second period. I said no other changes that we need to worry about there, including in the we have games starting in about 10, 15 minutes at Sabres, Avalanche, Utah, Calgary. Matthias and I are both on the Avalanche here to beat the Sabres. We all thought the line's a little fishy there. Only minus 200 for an Avalanche team. Granted, they're going with the backup goaltender and Scotty Wedgwood, but he's a solid backup goaltender. We're not talking about a scrub off the waiver wire here. So I still think that number shouldn't be quite as low as it is here. Sabres, they can score goals here. I like the over in this contest as well, but you have to pay for it. It's minus 124 there if you want to go that direction. Could be an anytime goal scorer there with Rantanen. And generally when I play an over, I usually play an anytime goal scorer as well, especially when I think this is going to be like a 5-2 final here for the Avalanche here. No Valerie Nichushkin for Colorado, out for about a week to 10 days with a lower body injury there. Utah Flames, I don't have anything here, Matthias, as far as that's concerned here. Looking at it now, I kind of think the under might be the play if you want to go with that game, but I have not touched it as of yet here. I guess during the next break, I'll decide if I want to go in on this. Under is minus 106, 6.5. I got to tell you, I'm liking it a little bit more and more here. I probably am going to play the under. Nothing big. Small little bet here. Maybe half a unit on the under here in Utah and Calgary here. So we're going over the NFL. So you and I both think that Cincinnati is probably going to get their heart broken, because I sort of agree. I think they win on Saturday. I think the Jets do take do their part. I just don't see Denver losing to Kansas City. Sorry, just don't think it's going to happen there. I don't think Kansas City cares. I don't think they care one iota here. I just don't think anybody worth their salt is going to play much, if at all, here. All right, so I think that's what's going to happen there. So not good. All right, I guess we'll go Washington-Dallas here. This game means something for Washington. They looks like they want to go all out to keep that sixth seed, which makes all the sense in the world. The sixth seed, you're probably playing the Rams. All right, you lose the game and Green Bay wins. Well, now you're playing Philadelphia. All right, so I don't think Washington wants, even though they beat Philadelphia last time, I don't think they want anything to do with the Eagles first round. I think they'll take their chances against the Rams here. Matthias, I think this is going to be an ass-kicking. I think when Washington comes out, I think they're going to beat the snot out of the Cowboys here. I think there's a good chance the Cowboys start Trey Lance in this game, or at least he plays half the game for a bunch of reasons here. One, Rush wasn't very good last week against the Eagles, maybe even lousy. Two, there's an incentives contract in Rush's little deal there, where if he plays more than, I think it's 45% of the snaps, might be 55%. I think it is, actually it's 55, where he gets 500,000. Would need to play this whole game to get that. If he only plays about a half, he probably won't reach that. So that's why I think he's coming out at a half. It's cheap. You know, what does 500,000 mean to the Dallas Cowboys? But I think that's what they're going to do here. They'll use it as an excuse to play Trey Lance, and he's terrible. All right, so I think Washington is going to, I think they're going to kick Dallas's butt here. 6.5, I'm more than willing to lay that. I'll take the Commanders minus the 6.5. I don't think I'll lay 290.
Don't the Commanders have to bench their starters too? Because they clinched a playoff spot, so why would they play their guys?
Because they want to stay in the sixth seed. If they were to lose and Green Bay wins, they fall to the seventh seed, which means you're playing Philadelphia. If you stay in the sixth seed, you're likely playing the Rams. Rams. You want to play the Rams. Dan Quinn has already said everyone's going. They've actually even said the reason why, that we want to keep the sixth seed. They have not said it's because we want to play the Rams, not the Eagles. They're not stupid. They give bulletin board material, but they're letting you know that they're playing their guys here. And I don't think they're lying. You know what, George?
That's a smart ass idea, because Washington Commanders could go over here to SoFi Stadium and stun everybody, George. I think Jaden Daniels puts up a great game if he ends up matching up in SoFi against the Rams, George.
Listen, I'm the Cowboy fan. Daniels is a problem. They've got their quarterback of the future. All right, he is a problem. All right, he's going to do really good things for the Commanders there. Once they start really building around him, better offensive line, another receiver, McLaurin, maybe a tight end. I know Ertz has been pretty good. And you fix that defense, or you get more players on that defense, this is a problem for the Cowboys. It's a problem for the Eagles. It's a problem for the Giants. Everything's a problem for the Giants. But, it's an issue here. But I think they beat up the Cowboys on Sunday. I think this game could be sort of ugly here as well. Something like, 31-13, somewhere around there. So that's my way of telling you I'll be heavy on the Commanders. They'll be in parlays, probably teasers as well. Knock it down to a half, and I'll like that as well. So I'll be all over the Washington Commanders to just pretty much ruin my Sunday. Even let's face it, I wish we were for the Cowboys to lose anyway. What a better draft pick they might get here. And maybe Alston Jenkins becoming a new Dallas Cowboy. We'll see how that works out. Robert Lacey, first hour is done. I'm George. He's the Phoenix. We'll be back.